when I came across the leaflets that Zach Goldsmith's campaign were putting out, I just thought, who am I if I don't speak up, party politics aside? I mean, some of the things that they've been saying in these leaflets are beyond belief. You know, Zach Goldsmith said he's going to be standing up for the Sikh and Punjabi community, campaigning for the Golden Temple.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, London is 44% BME. Now, I've lived across London, everywhere from Streatham Hill, London Bridge to Chelsea. And it is a very beautifully diverse place. And the fact that he is trying to play this dirty game really surprised me. And I thought, you know, I've encountered racism within the Tory party. No party is perfect. And I've never spoken out about it until now, because I thought now is the time. And if I don't speak out, you know, we don't want to have somebody like Zach Goldsmith be mayor of London. It doesn't seem like he wants it for a start. He hasn't been campaigning properly. He doesn't seem to understand the diversity of London and what makes London tick. And his campaign has been really divisive, intrusive and patronising him.
He would argue, I imagine, and I'm certainly not a spokesman for him, but if he were here, I would imagine he would say, well, there's nothing wrong with contacting different parts of the community, just as I might send a leaflet out to, I don't know, all the bus drivers who work in London. Why can't I send out a leaflet to all Sikhs who live in London?
I think what's really interesting is one of these mailers that's gone out, which is a letter signed by our Prime Minister, David Cameron. It seems to have gone out to a list of about 120,000 Asian sounding names. Now, in this modern day and age, a lot of us are in mixed race and faith marriages and relationships. Just judging by somebody's surname, you can't tell whether they're going to be concerned about their gold jewellery and the tax that Sadiq Khan is allegedly going to put on it or anything else. What Zach Goldsmith and his team should be doing is concentrating on the concerns that Londoners have, which is transport, housing, things like that. And I find it really divisive. A lot of people have contacted me even before I wrote this article. And there's a lot of Londoners saying that, you know, I had a lady from Singapore contact me, and her partner's white, and she had a leaflet about her jewellery being under threat if she votes for Sadiq Khan. She doesn't even have any gold jewellery. This is how ridiculous this campaign is getting. And I think the silence from the Tory party on this is absolutely deafening.
I mean, you seem to say, or at least insinuate in your article, that they're attacking Sadiq Khan because he's a Muslim rather than because he's a Labour politician.
I think the Tory party have shown themselves up for using some really desperate tactics in this race. Now, Sadiq Khan put out a fab video a couple of days ago for his campaign, and he ended it by saying, a mayor for all Londoners, and I believe him. And if I was still living in London, I couldn't give my vote to Zach Goldsmith at all. And I think one
you would vote for Sadiq Khan?
Oh, absolutely. I would. I've been a Tory voter my whole life. I'll probably always be a Tory. But, you know, the way this campaign has gone is really depressing. What I do think is very divisive here is the fact that, yes, Sadiq happens to be a Muslim, but why is that relevant? Why are the Tories making it relevant? They have sent these mailers to nearly 120,000 Punjabi Sikhs and Gujarati Hindus saying, we want to keep our streets safe from terror. Now, they didn't send those leaflets to any Muslims or anybody else. Does that suggest that the rest of us don't want to keep our streets safe from terror? They've been using words like radical about Sadiq Khan. They've been using words like dangerous about Sadiq Khan. Do they really think that the population of London we can't see through this tactic?
Are they not entitled, for example, to point out that Sadiq Khan employed somebody who was making very, divisive comments? And I mean, the guy had to resign in the end. I don't know whether he was sacked or whether he resigned. That's a legitimate thing for the Goldsmith campaign to point out, is it not?
If that is the case, let them point it out. But the way they are doing it, in the way that we have so much prejudice against the Muslim community, so many sort of historic issues between the Sikh, Hindu and Muslim community, why would they want to bring up these old wounds? For example, why is it relevant that Sadiq Khan, as a human rights solicitor, didn't go to a rally to support Modi, when Modi has been guilty of many human rights abuses and was banned from entering the UK for many, many years? Why is that relevant? Why do they...
Well, it's a fact. Why can't they point out facts?
Well, let them point out facts in that case, Ian, and let them take this backlash, because I am not one lone voice, and I hope by writing this article in the New Statesman that more people will come out and talk about experiences in politics. And, you know, indeed, the Tory party does have a lot of problems, but I've always believed that you have to be in it to change it. But I'm not of that view anymore, because I think...
Are you still a member of the Tory party?
No, I'm not a member of the Tory party, but I'll probably always be a Tory. And I think rather than Zach Goldsmith's campaign rushing around today and contacting various media outlets telling them, oh, we don't think she's still a Tory anymore, rather than doing that and trying to smear me in any way that they can, this is what I've been told, they should spend more time trying to justify their actions. Because quite frankly, if any organisation had been as divisive as the Tory party have in this campaign, there would be some serious scrutiny and they would be held to account. We've already got a lot of race tensions, a lot of tensions between different religions, and if you need to play on those to win, then you don't deserve to be Mayor of London.
At what point did you come to the conclusion that you wanted Zach Goldsmith to lose?
When I started seeing these leaflets, when I saw the first leaflet, which was targeting the Tamil community, and I thought, gosh, okay, clearly they've gone really wrong here. And I thought it was questionable. But then I saw this letter as well from David Cameron, and I thought, this is really, really wrong. And of course, I tied that in with my own experience of this party in Wales. And I think, you know, the higher up the party you go, they're aware of the problems. But now I'm of the frame of mind that if you are aware of the problems, you're as guilty if you're not speaking up about them. When I went through a selection in Wales, and I remember, Ian, you and I went on the parliamentary selection list at the same time. We approved to be candidates. And when I went on that list, I was really excited. I thought I can really make a positive difference in politics, in public life, and really get involved. And I desperately wanted to be a candidate in Wales, and I went for different seats in Wales. And in Wales, I think there are a lot more problems as well, in the, you know, the Tory party have very few women anyway, and if you're from a non-white background, I suppose that becomes an issue as well. I can only go by my own experience. There came a point for me where I just wanted to stop putting myself through that. And I think in Wales, you know, I was the first Asian woman to ever address a Tory party conference, and they in Wales. And they were quite pleased about that. And I was actually ashamed, because I thought it's taken until 2010 for this to happen. And you've got people like Vaughan Gethin, who's actually a Labour minister in Wales. He's the only ever non-white head of a TUC in Wales. And so I think Wales is about 50 years behind the rest of the UK on issues of diversity and integration. And I love Wales.
We haven't got much time left. I just want to put something to you from the end of your article when you bring Enoch Powell into it. You say, I imagine we're the ones Enoch Powell feared would overwhelm British culture and society when he gave his infamous Rivers of Blood speech. If the current mayoral campaign is anything to go by, there's a very real danger that it will drag the party back to the prejudice, intolerance and ignorance of 50 years ago. That's quite something to allege.
Well, it's a fact, Ian. It's not, you know, alleging it. That's how I feel. I am a woman that was in the Tory party. I am from an Asian background. Yes, I happen to be Muslim. I've got friends from all backgrounds. And under David Cameron's strong leadership, when I joined this party, I really felt that the Conservatives were about this big society really moving forward. But then I've never really seen that in practice in recent years. And when I saw this campaign, I thought, I'm as guilty as anybody else if I don't speak out now. Sorry. And what I would say, Ian, just one more thing. If, you know, there are many people from black, Asian, ethnic minority backgrounds within the Conservative Party as councillors and, you know, wannabe candidates. And if they are not speaking up, they are guilty as anybody else. You need to speak up about these issues, because only by having the debate can we bring it out into the open and talk about it. I've had so many people contact me via email and text within the Conservative Party saying, you are right, we know, well done. And I'm like, say it publicly. And they're okay. Like, we can't. And that speaks volumes.
Shazia, thank you very much indeed. That's Shazia Arwan, former Tory candidate. If you want to read her article, it's on newstatesman.com. Well, here's a comment from Zach Goldsmith's campaign. He said, they say Zach's action plan for Greater London will ensure every part of London benefits from a stronger economy, more transport investment and more police officers. His task is to reach out to every part of the community within London.